أنتم يا عباد الذين آمنوا اتقوا ربكم الذي أعطاني في هذه الدنيا حسنة وأرض الله واسعة إنما يوفى الصابرون أجرهم بغير حساب. الله تبارك وتعالى أبتدأ الأرض أما هو قال سبحان عليه ساجدا وقائما يظهر الآية رضي الله عن ربي هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون إنما تذكر أولو الألباب. أبتدأ الأرض there is this one that stands up at night praying to Allah continuously, fearing Allah, hoping in Allah. This one is not the same with the one that is not doing that. That the one that has knowledge and the one that has no knowledge, they are not the same. He now asked the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to make a proclamation or to announce and call on his own behalf. He said to the Prophet like this, Qul, O Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, say, Ya ibadil ladhina amanu, O my servants, O my slaves that have faith, that believe in Allah, ittaqu rabbakum, fear your Lord that is in charge of your affairs. Ittaqu rabbakum lilladhina ahsanu fi hadhihi dunya hasana. In this world that you are in, hadhihi dunya, lilladhina ahsanu, for those that are good and do excellently, hasana will have an excellence also for them waiting in the hereafter. Qul ya ibadil ladhina amanu ittaqu rabbakum lilladhina ahsanu fi hadhihi dunya hasana. Wa abdullahi wasi'a. I remember this. Abdullahi, the land of Allah wasi'a, is wide and expanse. Inna ma yuwaffa as-sabiruna. Allah indeed will pay, will recompense as-sabiruna, those that are patient, ajrahum, their reward, bighayri hisab, without reckoning, without limit. Here, the beginning of this verse, itself is fearful. The beginning of this verse shows the concern of Allah for us. In another place, Allah said, "Wa yuhadhirukum Allahu nafsa." Allah Himself is warning you. But here He asked Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to say this: "Oh my dear servants, ya ibadiyah," that ya has been subsumed into the dead. "Oh my dear servants, oh my dear slaves, alladhina amaru, that you say you believe." If you say you believe in Allah, then ittaqu rabbakum. Taqwa, imtisal al-ma'murat, wa ijtinab al-nawahi, min haythu yarda, la min haythu tarda, like Sheikh Abatijani said. When you say taqwa, do what Allah asks you to do. Distant yourself from what Allah asks you to abandon in such a way to please Him, not because it pleases you. Then, لِلَّذِينَ آسَنُوا فِي هَذِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً. حَسَنُوا is to do excellence. Here, we have said, this religion, you call it a deen. Deen is the religion. It's in three parts. The whole of it is deen in Islam. But in its parts, we have al-Islam, al-Iman, al-Ihsan. For you to do excellently, nothing you will get in hereafter but excellent. If you are trying to be excellent in your religion and you have a problem, what do you do? Wa abdullahi wasi'a. Allah said His land is very expansive. Wal arda wada'aha lil anam. This land that you see, this earth, Allah said He left it for mankind and for whatever wants to stay on it, but its expanse. Anytime you are traveling, whether in a car or in a plane, try to look down. If it's in a car, try to look to your side. You will find out that the part of the land that is inhabited by man is so tiny compared to the part that is there, empty. That's what Allah is saying. Wa abdullahi wasi'a. The land of Allah is wide. واحد. Allah saying this. إنما يوفى الصابرون أجرهم بغير حساب. Because that the land is wide takes you to the issue of patience. They are all connected. For you to have taqwa, taqwa is connected to patience. Taqwa is connected to the expanse of land. Taqwa is connected to you having also patience, expanse of land, and all those, they are all connected. Today, you have a lot of people in different professions, particularly the medical doctors. You find somebody who will say, no, the salary I'm receiving in this country is too small. I want to go outside. Why is he going away? Because he feels his salary is not as it should be here. Because of that, he leaves his land and goes to another land. In going to another land, is it going to be as easy for him as in his land? No. All of you, you grew up in your land, you are used to the land, you know where the market is, you know where your father is, you know where your mother is, when is the sun coming up, when is it going down, you know the laws, you have your people, you are comfortable. You are abandoning it now, you are going somewhere else because you believe that your income here is too little for you. Based on income, you take all the inconveniences that you are going to get in another place. Where when you reach now, people don't smile at you, they smile at your work. Nobody will smile at you. If your work is good, they smile. If your work is not good, they frown at you. But you have got here to come and work. They will pay you. Yes, maybe when you are there, there is light. When you are there, the road is good. But you are not going to have rest. The way you talk freely in your land, you can't talk freely like that in that land. The way you just take your children, take them to my mother, take them to my, there's nobody to take your children to. Everything you are in charge now. But you agree to take all those inconveniences because you want more income. Allah is also asking you now. Ittaqu rabbakum. You are supposed to fear Allah. You are supposed to do excellence in religion of Allah. In doing this, and the Prophet was the one that was asked to call you and command you to do it. I think it is Allah asking you, Ya Ibad, oh my servants, oh my slaves. That's how the Prophet is calling you, because he's talking on behalf of Allah. Now, the same way, if you are in a land and doing your religion has become difficult, to say Salah, you are going to have difficulty. To express yourself is difficult. To recite your Quran is difficult. Then remember that the land of Allah is expanse. Go to another place. If you can abandon your land because of your income to go to another country where you cannot talk any way you want to talk, you cannot relate the way you want to relate, you have no right, the type you have in your country because of your income, why can't you do that because of your religion? Why? Then you also ask yourself, there are some of those that go to another land because they want to increase their income without looking at the fact that will they be able to practice their own religion? It's just their income they look at. There is a country like Canada. You cannot teach your children that homosexuality is wrong. You are not allowed to teach it. Is that allow your child to choose whatever you want to choose? You, Allah tells you, you are in charge of you bringing your brain, the brain of your child, to maturity by puberty. But they say there, no, the child should be allowed to do whatever he wants. Then you leave this kind of country that we are in, where we are living in heaven, in terms of how you practice a religion, to such a country because of income. What income? Do you ask yourself? Some people leave this country to go to another country because of income, leaving their wife and their children here to go and get the money. By the time they get the money, they come back, they have lost their children, they have lost their wife. But their wife is still in the house, and their children is still in the house, but they have lost them. Because you are the one who ahali, who anfusakum wa ahalikum naran. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, who anfusakum wa ahalikum naran. You are supposed to
protect yourself and your family from hellfire. You are supposed to be finding out, how are your children praying? How are they relating? Do they read well? Do they read their Quran? Do they know God? But you abandon them because of income. And this income, when you go to look at it, you want a better car. You want better food on your table. You want a better house. You never ask yourself, who are you in the consciousness? Your own prophet, what kind of house was he sitting in? Your own prophet, what kind of food was he eating? Your prophet, what kind of clothes was he wearing? This is why we Muslims will have to be thankful to Allah and defend our country. Today, Nigeria is one of the countries that you practice your religion the way that you want to worship Allah and nobody will disturb you. Even Saudi Arabia does not have that privilege. Even Saudi Arabia does not have the privilege. Iran does not have the privilege. I can say this anywhere. In Iran, there are places, people that you cannot mention their name to say they are good. What is the use? But Nigeria is free. You are allowed to worship the way you want, say to your children, bring up your children the way you want, and then you leave it. Then I always ask a question. Have you ever heard of border clash between Sokoto, Gusau, between Gusau, Puntua, between Puntua, Zaria, between Katsina, Daura, between Kano, Dambata? All this, where Islam started about 200 years ago, and there was a state. Have you heard of these boundaries causing problems? Do you ask yourself why? Why is it that when immediately you go to where Islam was not for a long time ago, each boundary there is a problem from one government to another, from one even within the same tribe? Why? Why do Nigerians don't pay interest on this one? Why is that they are only paying interest on other issues? Because of the animal system. The animal system made it possible for children to go to anywhere to go and study. This land is not for you, it's for Allah. It's not for anybody. All this Allah gave it to us free. But you went, you put boundaries. The worst of it, the white man came today, he put another boundary for us. Before there was no boundary between Sokoto and Niger. Now you call this one Niger, Nigeria. This one is my boundary. I don't want that. The chat is a boundary. All these boundaries did not exist before. Wherever you are not finding it easy, you just go to another place. You continue your religion. There are several Nigerians that went to Saudi Arabia in those days. They were there. They became people of Makkah. Look at the Muslim Muslimah. He was not having it easy in Makkah. He went to Medina. He stayed in Medina and he became a Muslim of Medina. This is how Allah wants his world. So you are free to go to where you want. But what beats my imagination is why a Muslim who says he believes, that's why Allah says, O Prophet, tell them, Ya ibadil lazina amanu. Ittaqu rabbakum. Ya Allah. You said you believe in Allah. You want to worship Allah. Are you telling the truth when you pack your things, you go to a country, that some things in Islam you cannot do it? If you can practice your religion there, really fine. There are some places you can't go and easily marry a second wife. And you want to marry a second wife, a third wife. Then what took you there? Allah's land is wide. Then, innama yuwaffa as-sabirun ajrahum bighayri hisab. Allah linked this. But as-sabir, the one that is patient, is not necessarily because he left his land. But anytime you leave your land, you are going to face inconvenience. Your language changes. The school changes. Your children, they have left their mother tongue. The freedom they have is not like that. You need a lot of patience to be able to leave where you are being oppressed because of your religion to a place where you'll be able to practice your religion freely. In those days, any Muslim land will take you in as a Muslim without looking at your color or your tribe. And even if you are a little person, they will bring you close to the court of the king and raise you up. In Zaria here is a typical example. This town that we are in, this ancient city of Zaria is a typical example. The ruling houses in Zaria, you have the Mandawas, they are from Mali. You have the Kasnawas, they are from Kasna originally. You have the very, they are from Borno originally. And you have those from Tulu, they are from Zaria here originally. These are the boundary houses. You find somebody is a king, originally everybody knows it's from Kasna. How? Islam. He came here, he is a learned person, he became a waziri, later he, the daughter or the son is married, by relationship of marriage, the child became part of the family that is the middle class. Simple. Always having patience means whatever you will do to practice to fear Allah and not fear any other thing. When you stand up to pray and you say Allah Akbar and your mind is at rest, whatever you do to get that, have patience and do it. Any other thing that means you don't is that to read to faster to know. Because Allah said, anytime you are tested with a translation, he said, cover it, don't allow people to know. At the time of Christ, the Prophet noticed this man. He comes to the Salah very early. Then, after Salama, he doesn't see him again. But he saw him very early. When he comes, he's there. In the front row. But when the Salah is done, he turns back, he doesn't see him. One day, the Prophet, as he was just making Salama, he quickly turned to check the man. He saw him already getting out of the door. He said, please come. You don't want to even sit with us. You just finished a salama, you are leaving. The Prophet used to sit if it's in the morning and greet his people. Some will continue zikr, some will ask them, did anybody have a good dream? What is it? You just leave. Then he became sad. He downcasted his head. Oh Prophet, I want to stay with you. I only have one garment. This garment is also what my wife has. If I'm going out, I wear the garment. If she's going out, it's the garment she wears. I have to quickly go back and give her the garment for her to be able to say her prayers. The Prophet became cold. When he went, the wife said, why you kept so long? Look, I have done so many hundreds of tasbih in your keeping long. This is how they count their delay of time. Not that somebody is delayed there, it's annoyed for nothing. So, yes, the Prophet asked me. And when he asked me, I couldn't but tell him the truth that I am rushing to do. The Prophet says, what? You are reporting Allah to the Prophet? You are reporting Allah to the Prophet? These are the habits that we are asked to do. These are the ones that this surah is about. What they should be like. Anytime you are complaining about what you don't have to somebody else, you are reporting Allah. Know that. Your one that you have is not good. You open it up, everybody should see it. So they come and begin with you. Who made it to be like that? Allah. Then who are you reporting? Allah. But if you have patience, Allah brought this to me. Allah, I am your slave. Whatever you bring to me is for my good. I seek to it. Allah himself will send it. Wherever that word is, he will send it to you. That's what Allah said. Inna ma yawfasabiruna ajirahum bighayri hisab. The verse of Allah, he saw in my ummah, there are people who are extremely patient, extremely this. Then, when Allah said, man jaa bil hasanati falahu ashr amsaliha. Whoever brings any good, Allah will give him 10. The Prophet said, Ya Allah, zid li ummati. Increase for them. And Allah said, Masal ladina yunfiquna amwalahum fi sabilillahi kamasal habbatin anbatat sab'a sanabila fi kulli sunbulatin mi'atu habba. again. But one good work is like a seed that is planted and it brings out 7 heads. In each head is 100, which means you have 700 reward. What's the answer? Zip the unity. من ذا الذي يقول لله قلبا حسنا ويدعو له اضعافا كثيرا. Who is it that we give love to Allah? Then Allah will multiply for him folds and folds. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rabbi, zidni ummati. Then Allah said, إنما يوفى الصابرون أجرهم بغير حساب. Those that are patient in worship and take whatever the difficulty is, they will have their reward without reckoning. There's no good to break, they will just be given. Or on the day of judgment, there will be no reserve of them at all. The 2 minutes are involved. That's why I said, Allah said, Wal asr, I swear by time and Allah is time. Inna insana lafi khusr. Man definitely is in a loss. Why? Because he said he believed, then he stopped. Illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. You believe, do good work. Then what our father had always enjoined is the truth. Go and stay with Allah. Go and see where the truth is. What our father had, what our father is suffering. And have patience in doing that. That's why Allah is saying here, Inna ma'a wa sabirun ajrahum bighayri hisab. So let us not take this issue of land as a play matter. Let's try to, Muslims should try to make sure that this boundary that our forefathers did not allow to exist, that Allah himself did not put there, that our enemies came to put, we should not allow it. That's why also in this university, I am saying this to our Muslim brothers, particularly some lecturers who are doing something that is wrong. A boy wants to register. He brings his phone to you. There is a statement there that is from a local government in Zaria or in Kadira, and it's from state. He brought the declaration of the origin. That what you call it? State of origin. Said, no, I don't believe you're from here. And you're a Muslim? Which means if you are the one in Medina, you have broken the prophet away. That is the meaning. The time the Prophet came to Medina, not everybody there is for him. Let you know, somebody says he's here, he brought you citizenship certificate that he's from Kaduna State. You say, no, he's not. And this person you are looking at is a Muslim, and you are a Muslim. How will you explain it in front of the prophet tomorrow? Just because you want to be tribalistic. Which tribe is that? Which tribe is about your religion? Be very careful. The land of Allah is wide. If somebody comes to you, take him. If you don't have any place to go, find another place, go and stay there. Let there be no light. Go and fetch water from the stream. Go and cultivate as long as your religion is safe with you. May Allah give us a good place to practice our religion in peace and with peace of mind.
قل إني أمرت أن أعبد الله مخلصا له الدين وأمرت لأن أكون أول المسلمين.
قل إني أمرت أن أعبد الله مخلصا له الدين وأمرت لأن أكون أول المسلمين. يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah is one telling him. I said, this cool, we have it about 332 times in the Quran. Because most of the time, the Prophet does not reply anything. Allah is one to tell him what to say. Allah is telling him, kul inni umirtu, in our recitation, in yours, inni umirtu, ana abudallaha mukhlisan lahu ddin. I have been commanded that I should worship Allah sincerely, for him is religion. or sincerely giving religion to him. What I'm here to, and I'm also commanded, the an akuna awwal al muslimin, that I should be the first of the Muslims. Here, the Prophet is saying that he is commanded. Just remember in the last verse, Allah asked him to call all of us as if he is Allah calling. Then he will not ask you to do something and he is not doing that thing. That's why he said, cool, tell them, don't let them believe that you are just saying, yeah, if I didn't have. No, you too, you have been commanded to do the same thing. When you say deen, you're speaking from the word dana. Deen, yadin, deen. Dana is to submit yourself to something, to come down for something. Yadinu is, he devoted himself to something. Deinu is debt. Debt is when somebody has, you will borrow something from somebody, or somebody has done too much good to you. Then he said, I'm indebted to you. He did this for me, he did this for me, he did this for me. What of animal? والذي خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا ثم استوى إلى السماء فسوى سبع سماوات وهو بكل شيء عليم. Allah gave you the whole of the earth. وسخر لكم ما في السماوات وما في الأرض جميعا منه. Everything on earth he subjected to you. Everything in the firmament he subjected to serve you. وإن تعودوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها. Are you not indebted to Allah? Then why will you not be subservient to Allah? And do it sincerely. وَأَمْرُهُ أَنْ أَكُونَ أَوَّلَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Here, this same word, Moses also said it. وَأَنَا أَوَّلَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. That I am the first of the Muslims. Here is that when the Prophet Lassama, before he embarks on asking anybody to do something, he has started doing it. You meet him doing it, then he now asks you to do it. And these are our sheikhs, that's how they are. Any sheikh that is asking you go and do Salat 5500, he has been doing it, bro. Go and be doing Yadati 1000, he has been doing it. It's because he has concern for you. That's okay. I used to be like that. Before I did this and I became this. You to go and do it so that you can become somebody. He is the first to do anything in Islam. He had already had faith in Allah. When nobody knew who was Allah, when there was no religion at all, he knew about Allah. He retired to the cave of Hira because he wanted to stay alone with Allah. When the whole of the world was engrossed in debt and in idol worship, then when he started praising Allah, he was praising Allah before he talked to any other person. Then you also have another awwal. Awwal is to be the one on top. You have an exam. This person was the best in the class. In 1 year, this person, in that year, he was the best. Oh, he's all not first class this year. But you can put all the years together and say, since the beginning of this university, nobody has been able to get a deep record of this person. The Prophet Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he is the first in his own time. Each prophet is his first in his own time. The Prophet is first and is first in overall. Nobody has gotten his record and nobody can beat his record. That's why his wives, they don't bother about what letters. Look at the Prophet last month. Take a look at him again. Allah said, wa akimu salata, wa atu zakata. Establish Salah and give Zakah. Salah is to who? Allah. Zakah is to who? Is on behalf of Allah to the poor ones. Zakah comes to the house of the Prophet. Are they allowed to take in Zakah? The Prophet, his family, his lineage, till today, they are not allowed to take anything out of Zakah. When you are going to the Prophet, they said, go to Sadaqah. But the Prophet does not eat Sadaqah. He does not allow anyone to take Sadaqah in his family. Which means they don't have yet. There's something with them that they give to others. You will find in the prophet's house 3 days. There is no smoke for them because nobody is cooked. But somebody brings sadaqa to them and they will keep it and give it to somebody else. They cannot eat it. Are they not patient? Why are they doing that? For Allah. Because they are seeing paradise, they are seeing hell. So the Prophet is the first to do anything that before you ask anybody to do it, and he is the best in doing that thing. He does it until nothing is remaining. That's why Allah is saying here that tell them, "Kun inni amirtu an abud Allah mukhlasan lahu din wa amirtu li an akuna awwal al-muslimin," which means this is what the Prophet was asked to do. We should also follow him in trying to do that.
قل إني أخاف إن عصيت ربي عذاب يوم عظيم.
قل إني أخاف إن عصيت ربي عذاب يوم عظيم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. This statement is a lot of good fear in everybody. إني أخاف. قل Allah said, tell them إني أخاف. As in my status bar, إني أخاف, I am afraid. إن عصيت ربي. If I disobey my Lord, Azaba Yomin Azim. Punishment of a great day. And the Prophet is one talking of that is afraid of punishment. What of you? What of you? He said he's afraid. I used to tell people, when you say some servant of the Prophet, you are taking to think. Say, Inna alhamdulillah. نعمده ونستعينه ونعوذ بك من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا. This is the statement of the Prophet. He said, we are seeking refuge from Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil of our work. Which evil does the Prophet has? So when he is before Allah, he knows Allah لن يلد ولن يولد. Allah has no relative, he has no son, and he's not begotten. He is afraid of Allah. That's why he said, I fear Allah more than any of you. Because he's seen Allah. He knows us. Allah does not care. Allah loves him. But with that amount of love, he is more careful not to lose any of it. He wants it to increase. I'm afraid that if I will disobey Allah or do what I'm not supposed to do, the punishment of a great day that is coming.
قُلِ اللَّهُ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ دِينِي فَاعْبُدُوا مَا شِئْتُم مِّن دُونِهِ قُلِ إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِيهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَلَا ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ.
قل الله عبد مخلصا له دين فاعبدوا ما شئتم من دونه قل ان الخاسرين الذين خسروا انفسهم واهليهم يوم القيامه على ذلك هو الخسران المبين. The Prophet Allah is asking him to say something. What is he asking him to say? قل الله اعبد. Allah is one I worship. مخلصا له ديني. My religion, I purify it, making sure there's no single debt in it for Allah. Whatever you want to worship other than Allah, you go and do it. You are free. But remember this. Innal khasirina alladhina khasiru anfusahum wa ahlihim. The losers, the one that lost, that loses, is the one that loses and cheated himself and his family on the day of judgment. Allah, for somebody to get into that level, Zarika Kuwan Kusran is indeed, this person has indeed gotten hasara. Hasara is for you to lose everything you have. Such level that you cannot comprehend. Here, there is a difference between Abudullah Mukhlisan lahu din and Allah Abud. When he said Kulillah abud, which means, and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there is nothing of it that you mean that is worship for anything. Everything you see is Allah. Whatever you see him doing is Allah. Here, be very careful. Anything you see in this cosmos for is for Allah. Is it Allah's property or not? It's Allah's property. On your property, if you write your name, is there any problem there? On your own property, if you write your name, is there any problem? You travel, you are coming, you have your bag, you have your box, you have your property. What do you do on them? You write your name on them. Anybody that comes and is calling that property, what will he call? Your name. So where is the problem? Where is the problem? So if I name Ibrahim, we call everything Allah. Hada Rabbi, Hada Rabbi, Hada Rabbi. What is his problem? They are properties of Allah. And Allah's name is written on them. They can see it. You cannot see it. Anytime I see anything, I don't see anything but Allah is the one I'm worshiping. Eating, drinking, looking, talking. If he raises his machete, it's Allah. If he drops it, it's Allah.
Allah.
Everything is the one I'm worshiping. Nothing else. You, whatever you want, go and do it after that. That's why all the time of the Prophet, himself, his time, his family, everything is for Allah. Nothing is remaining. La tubki wa la tazar. Nothing is remaining. Everything is for Allah. But know that if you worship any other thing apart from Allah, you are going to be in a loss. And Allah has told you, Qul anfusakum wa ahlikum naran. Wa qulha an-nas wal hijarat alayha malaikatun ghilazun shidadun la ya'suna Allah ma amarahum wa yaf'aluna ma yu'marun. The angels, when they take somebody, they throw it in hell. I told you, it's like you see mosquito on your wall and you kill it. You don't feel anything. They don't feel anything. You are a slave of Allah. Allah said they should put the person in the hell. They just throw him there. Anytime you see anything, don't think that Allah is upset. You want awwal, you want akhir, you want zahir, you want batin, you want shaykh. And don't translate for Allah. Allah knows before he said something. Unless you do say something and you are trying to translate for him. The way he says it, say it like that.
Allah. لهم من فوقهم زلل من النار ومن تحتهم زلل ذلك يخوف الله به عبادا يا عباد فاتقون.
لهم من فوقهم زلل من النار ومن تحتهم زلل ذلك يخوف به anytime you hear that somebody has had a great loss and he has perished himself, that is not the end. This person, on the day of judgment, they are going to have on top of them shade. What kind of shade? Shade of fire. When you touch him, zulal, and underneath him, another shape. Zalika, yuhawuhu, bihi Allahu ibadahu. Allah with this is putting fear into you to know what awaits you. Ya ibadi, oh my dear servants, oh my dear slaves, fattakun, fear Allah. Fear him, fear me. This is what Allah is saying. Here, anytime you have zin, zin is a shade, like shade under the tree. Where you go, there is no heat, and then air is moving. It's enjoyable. Then if they start, now you have zulal, shade on top of shade. Maybe you have an open house on top of it, a tree. You can see how cool that place will be. But for you to know now that zulal, that shade, plenty of it, each of it is fire. Where is the rest? And underneath also is fire. Where is the rest? There is no rest. It's continuous punishment enveloping the person. ينادونهم ألم نكن معكم قالوا بلى ولكنكم فتنتم أنفسكم. You'll be in the people in paradise, you'll be seeing them and they will be seeing you. So let everybody be careful. Allah is the one telling us, let us fear Allah. Fattakuni, fear Allah. Fearing Allah means what He asks you to do, do it. What He asks you to abandon, distance yourself away from it. And here, when Allah is saying Allah, Allah, Allah like this, there are people who worship Allah because they are afraid of going to hell. There are people who worship Allah because they want to enter paradise. There are people that all this is not worth for that thing. They worship Allah because of Allah.
Allah.
That's why Allah is saying in another place, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Whoever desires to meet with Allah, to see the countenance of Allah, then let him do good work. And this good work, he should do it in such a way that he does not accept anything, any, with Allah. If you are going to say your salah, and your saying is that tomorrow, Allah will not say, your salah is not complete, then you have already accepted something with your salah. You are going to say your salah, you want to recite the surah, that you enjoy the surah, even you enjoy it. Because when you recite, there is nothing more enjoyable than recitation. If you know how to recite the Quran and you don't even know, when you are saying it, you are enjoying it. If you are doing that because you enjoy it, then you have accepted something with Allah. But you do it and ask, is Allah pleased with me as I'm doing it? When Allah is looking at me, is He happy with me? So you are doing it because of Allah. There are people that is their stage. So, Ya Ibadi, Fattakuni. Allah said, He is only putting fear into you. Because He said, you are my servant. He is not going to put you in hell. But there are people that are going to hell. Or if that need came in. This hell is prepared for those that disbelieve, not those that believe. The hell is prepared for those that disbelieve. But you believe. But don't go and do bad work. Then you will escort people that are going to hell. Because the way you escort people in this world is the way you escort people in the hereafter. If your friend tells you, oh, I'm going home to visit my parents, so let me escort you. And you went there, you went in their house, they are always praying, they are doing wazifa, they are doing zikr. Then they will bring food out, maybe the Islam, they eat it. Then the man brings out money he's going to share to his children. You are there too, he gives you. Did you get what they get or you did not? But if you also followed your friend, and when you went to the house, they are taking good food too. They are going to worship in the church. Even if you don't go, you have partake in it. If the punishment was to come, it will also reach you. What the Prophet Natan? La tuzigan alaihimadullahu minkum khasa. So, if you fear Allah, stay for Allah. If you escort somebody, you may also escort him to the hereafter to hell before you come back. Ya ibadi fattakun.
والذين اجتنبوا الطاغوت أن يعبدوها وأنابوا إلى الله لهم البشرى فبشر عباد.
والذين اجتنبوا الطاغوت أن يعبدوها وأنابوا إلى الله لهم البشرى فبشر عباد. الله تبارك وتعالى is now saying, therefore, you Muslims know this. Not everybody is going to do a trade of loss. There are those, what does it mean about Tawbuta and Yahutuha? Those that distance themselves away from despots. And Yahutuha, so that they don't end up worshipping that despots. Wa anabu ila Allahi, and they leaned and turned to Allah. This is good. Lahmul Bushri, they have good news. Papa Sheikh Ibad, give good news to my servants. You know, from the time Allah told the Prophet, good, Ya Ibad in the Dinah, he's still talking to you. My servants that believe, So notice that there are those called Tawhut. People used to translate it as idols. No, it's not idols. Idols don't command, because Tawhut is taken from Tobian. Tage is to oppress and to be pride, to be proud when you are oppressing, and people will be blaming you in your oppression. To be doing evil and people will be praising you. Like we see some of these ignorant Boko Haram and idiots are doing. Slaughtering people and others are praising them as they are doing it. That is to be them. They are the tall goods. Or you are in government. What you say people should do, you don't do it. You are doing the opposite and people are praising you. We just saw the Prophet, he is the first to do whatever he asked us to do. In government you say, people should not do this, you cannot do this anymore. But you are doing the complete opposite, your children are doing the complete opposite. Where is your sincerity? Tawhut is the one that is a despot. This person is doing this, but who is that? Hey, DSS. Go and take him. Go and arrest him. He's a big man. Ha! Oga Hassan. This is the one that you call Tawhut. Because the word from a derivation, it means somebody who is excessive in oppression and pride in oppression. That is Tawhut. Like you have Rahamut. Malakut. He's taken from Malakut. Rahman. Rahamut. Like that. You have Tawhut, excessive in Tobian, in oppression and despotic behavior. If you see such a person, distance yourself from him. That's what I said. What are you next to Tawhut? And you are good to her. Because you will end up worshipping him. That's why be very careful when you hear your politician is very big. This man is rich and is ruthless. What is your business with him? Distance yourself away from him and go back to Allah. If you do that, yes, when he's dividing his wealth to people, you will not get. Don't worry about that. How many years will it last? When he's putting people in position to ministers, he will not put you. And so what? How many years will that happen? Because power that you see makes man to become despotic.
Allah.
Riches that you see makes man to be despotic. Allah said, if I was to just leave riches like that, openly for everybody, he said, people would have just been oppressive one unto the other. They would go to extremes. When Allah does not give you the much you need, thank him, because you don't know what will happen when you have it. You guys never know how it, nothing will happen. Wait until you have it. Sheikh Ibrahim Niyati said, what destroys people is that, no, I'm capable. Nothing will happen to me. You don't know. It's only when you have it, you know what will happen. A lot of people have been pious people. By the time they get to power, they lose their piety. A lot of people have been pious people. By the time they became rich, they lose their piety. Some, just by marrying a particular lady, they lose their piety. So, let us be very careful. Don't just say, this man is a big person, you want to associate with him, what is he going to give you? Allah said, if you see such rich men, you see such powerful people, you distance yourself away from them and go back to Allah. So Allah himself is giving you blessing. You have to go Shura. O Prophet, Prophet Sheikh Ibrahim. Just like I asked you to talk to them here, give them good news. And this kind of people who are jailed.
الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه أولئك الذين هديهم الله وأولئك هم أولو الألباب
الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه أولئك الذين هديهم الله وأولئك هم أولو الألباب. When Allah is saying people of intellect. Look at this. These are the people of intellect. These are the people that have glad news, good news for them. Alladheena yastami'oona al-qawla, those that seek to listen to statements. Seek to listen to speeches. And after listening to it, comprehend it and follow the best of it. Ulaika, these people. Ulaika alladheena hadayhumullah, these people are the ones that Allah has guided. Ulaika humu ulul albab, these are the ones that you can say are people of gumption, people of intellect. Yeah. When you see people talking, you don't know what they are saying, try to listen very well to it. When you say yes, tami'una, you didn't say yes, ma'una. Yes, tami'una, seeking to listen to it. So that they understand it well. That's why you don't listen to half and half and take decision. When you listen, what are you going to listen to that is right and listen to Allah and the Prophet? We are the same place. Allah is talking. The Prophet is talking continuously, constantly, with his creation, with his Quran, with his Prophet, with his servants, and other people are talking. As you are listening to them, listen to Allah. Which one has a better statement? Allah and the Prophet follow their own. Not that this one tells me this is the economic policy. Which economic policy? This is what you will do to increase your yield. What, which yield? Allah is talking. The Prophet is talking. Simple servants of Allah are talking. Even you yourself, if you look at the government, they are talking. The trees, they are talking. Everything is talking. Then somebody else there is talking. And is talking against this natural disposition. Which one are you going to follow? Follow the excellent position. And the excellent position belongs to Allah and the Prophet. If you do that, then you are among those that have intellect. Like Allah, Ulul Albab. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah grant us intellect. May Allah make us to be able to listen to Allah and the Prophet. May Allah make us to be those that are worshipping Allah in all our movements. Whether we are looking, whether we are hearing, whether we are standing up, whether we are sitting down, let it be that we are worshipping Allah. Yes, Qur'an be fully ayani. The Prophet used to mention Allah in all his positions and in all his states. May Allah make us to be able to follow him in that. May Allah forgive our parents. May Allah grant us this Ramadan. May Allah forgive all our sins. What we are looking for, may Allah give it for us. What we are afraid of, may Allah protect us from it. May Allah bring peace to our country. May He bring peace to our homes. May He bring peace to ourselves. What we are going to eat, what we are going to drink, what we are going to wear, the house we are going to live in, what we are going to write, may Allah provide for us. Those of us that are studying, may Allah grant us knowledge. Those of us going for exam, may Allah grant us success in our exam. May Allah strengthen Islam and Muslims. May Allah reward all our teachers for us. May Allah reward the Sahaba for us. May Allah reward the Prophet for us. May Allah cure those that are sick among us. Those that are in need, may Allah grant their needs. May Allah make us to lead this world with the karima of Shahada in our hearts. Jai Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Amin. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmid Din. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق والعصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره في الدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36 36